You're listening to The Zen Crisis Show, episode 14. Happy holidays! Welcome to The Zen Crisis Show, the show for online course creators who care about building actionable, meaningful, and profitable online courses. If you're a solo entrepreneur, tech geek, or creative, The Zen Crisis Show is the place to get expert advice for creating your online course, overcoming overwhelm, and growing a balanced business. To get the full experience, sign up at zencourses.co, where you'll get access to free lessons, resources, and more. Again, that's zencourses.co. Hey, Zen Courses listener. Look, sidebar moment, sidebar. I haven't figured out the best word to call us, like Zen Courses crew, Zen Courses listeners. I'm kind of over tribe. I think everybody is using that. I don't know. So if you have any suggestions, let me know. I'm stuck on that one. But anyway, happy holidays. This episode is going live during the week of Christmas, 2 days before Christmas to be exact. And a couple of things. First thing is, due to the holiday, there won't be an interview this week, but I still have some good stuff to share with you. So hang on. Don't get rid of me just yet. First thing up, I just want to encourage you to go back and check out some of the older episodes during this break. There's some really great ones that have come out in the past few weeks that a lot of people are digging. So if you haven't listened, if you're a little bit behind, this is a great time to go back and check out some episodes. Notably, my interview with Sarah Selecki, where she talks about creating a course that, you know, isn't about accomplishing a series of steps. It's more about transformation, which is a little bit harder to do, but she does a great job of breaking that down. And we have such a wonderful eye-opening conversation. I mean, it was amazing, and it's been the most popular episode to date. Another good one that recently came out is my interview with Brendan Hufford, where he talks about just the challenges of creating courses as well as being a father and a husband and having a full-time job. Brendan is all about the side hustle. So if that's something that you're struggling with, check out that episode with Brendan Hufford. Another one that's been popular is my episode with Maya Gaddy. She talks about her story of getting laid off from her job and how that really just changed the game for her, inspired her to take a sabbatical to Ghana and to just rethink the trajectory of her life, which eventually involved her creating online courses and helping people to do the same for their business. So those are some great episodes. There's also some classic episodes that are always popular, like my episode with Jason Zook. Jason was one of the first guests here on the Zen Courses show, and he shared his entrepreneurial story and how he goes about creating his courses. Jason is also the founder of Teachery, which is an online course platform that I love and recommend all the time. So if you want to learn more about the man behind, or one of the men behind Teachery, check that out. He founded that with his co-founder, Gerlando. So check out that episode. And then you can also check out a couple other ones, notable ones. Carol Weingart has a great episode. One interesting thing about Carol is she has a better branding course and a couple of other products. She focuses on just having really affordable pricing. So if that's something that you want to learn about, she breaks down, you know, her reasons behind that. And then, of course, one of my all-time favorites, Emma Holmes, aka DJ Shorty. She has a school called School of Scratches, and she helps people to become DJs. So for those of you who don't know, I am in the midst of becoming a DJ myself. So that's an episode that's really close to my heart. We talk about some of the crazy things in the DJ world and how she went about creating a school and how it changed her life, completely transformed her life. She does it full time now. So take some time, check out those episodes. All of the episodes are great. Those are just some that stick out. and that a lot of people have commented on. Also, just to take it back to the future, what's coming up next week will be an annual review to kind of share some of the highlights of this year and some of the things that have been going on behind the scenes that I haven't shared with you before with regard to Zen courses. And then I'm also going to give you a snapshot of what's coming in 2016. There's some very exciting things coming, and definitely some exciting interviews. I've already done interviews with Breanne Dick, Brennan Dunn, Carmen Spaniola, Caleb Wojcik, just to name a few. So great interviews coming up in 2016. If you want to find out more about what's happening on the podcast as well as in courses, be sure to tune in next week for the podcast episode. All right. So last but certainly not least, I just wanted to take a moment to share the newest review on iTunes for the Zen Courses show. And this is coming in from Monica. Monica says, "This is my new favorite podcast, Right on Clarity. I heard 3 interviews and learned so much on issues I never hear about, but always wonder. Great questions and vibe, no excess chit chat. So glad to have discovered you, Janelle." Monica, thank you so much for writing that. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day just to share your experience. If you've been moved by the Zen Courses show, if you've enjoyed the episodes, I invite you to please consider writing an honest review, just like Monica there. And I am definitely going to, in the future, be reading those reviews on air. So 2 minutes of your time, leave an honest review, let me know your feedback and what you think. I read all the reviews and I would absolutely love to read yours. All right. Before we get out of here, for those of you who are signed up for the Zen Courses newsletter, you got an email from me asking if you need help planning your course. And thank you to everyone who has given me feedback on what you're struggling with the most. I am working on some exciting things in 2016, which I will get into more later. But that email that I sent out, if you got it and you haven't responded yet, please take a moment to answer the questions in the survey. It's just 4 questions, 2 minutes, not a lot of time. And let me know what you're struggling with most so that I can create something that's going to help you. If you're not signed up for the Zen Courses newsletter, what are you waiting for? You can go to zencourses.co and click on online course template. If you're not interested in the online course template, click on read the blog. Once you click on read the blog, you'll see a button that says need help planning your course. You can click on that and just give me your feedback if you don't want to sign up. But why wouldn't you want to sign up? It's great. Come on. We're friends. Let's do this. All right. Thank you so much, so much for listening. Enjoy your holiday. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, all of that good stuff, and I will see you next time.